세월.
Says Jesus Christ emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. It's a mystery. Why God have to die on the cross? He can save the world just by one word. He created the world just one word. Let it be done and be done. Let it be saved and can be saved. But God did not work in this way. He sent his only son to become a human being, suffered the way as we suffer, except sin. He offered himself, his life, for all of us. What does it mean to die on the cross? We can't imagine the pain, the physical pain, nailed on the cross, scourged before that, and walk along the road barefoot. All these things already, humanly speaking, he could have died long, long ago. But he sustained until the end. He laid on the cross himself, being nailed. Nobody pushed him on the cross. He just laid himself on the cross. For what purpose? That's the meaning. Because our sin so serious against the justice of God. He paid for our sake. So that we might not sin again. We are created in His image of the divine persons, the Blessed Trinity. Mutuality of love. Where there is love, there is God. That means where there is no love, there is no God. Jesus experienced this no love from the human being. Nobody looked after him. Of course, the disciples, our Heavenly Mother, loved him very much. All the rest persecute him, nail him on the cross. That's a symbol words of what we are doing today. Although we dare not say crucified him, but our action itself says the truth. When we ever not in love, we are against Jesus. We nail him on the cross. We are the one who persecute him. Although we don't admit, but that's a fact. And Jesus, until today, he suffered through our sin. And that's why some of us share this love, share this suffering of Christ to offer for the world. So this suffering is part that we work together with Jesus for the salvation of the world. Whatever you suffered, offer it to Jesus. Together, we work for the salvation of the world. We share the suffering of Christ. So whatever you have, you are suffering today, you suffer together with Jesus. Or in other words, we embrace the suffering Jesus together before the Heavenly Father. We offer a little sacrifice together with Christ for the sake of the sinners. Today, this morning, we meditate on the diary of Sister Faustina. And one of the passages, and God gave him a special grace to went through hell. Hell is a place where cursing, disbelief in hell, cursing the Lord forever, that's a hell. Faustina says, after this experience in the hell, for a long time he cannot be settled. She cannot be settled emotionally. There's so many sins, so many souls, they don't understand. They just go towards hell or against love, against the Lord. She wanted all her life, offer everything for the sake of sinners. And today, when we have some kind of sufferings, physical, psychological, offer it together with the Lord. So don't tell yourself, why the Lord doesn't see me? Why he doesn't care for me? I tell you, Jesus knows everything, not only you, even the people, the ones you love, Jesus loved them more than you love them. Jesus loved you more than you loved yourself. He just wants you to share part of human weakness, to share your love for other people. We are born in one family, one body of Christ. Whatever you suffer, we share with others. Or whatever the other suffering, share with you. We are becoming one body, one spirit. So not only through the Blessed Sacrament, this is true, it's a symbol of unity. But not only that, the little things in your daily life, we put together in one body, we share. So don't tell yourself you are overlooked by the Lord. No, He loves you. He knows you. He just asks you to share part of your suffering together with His, together, offer for humanity. That's why Paul Sinner says, what his vocation on earth is, just praying for sinners. First of all, we start not to become sinners. First of all, we want to become apostle of the Lord, being one with the Lord. Jesus loves all. Try to love all. Always being the first one to love, as Jesus did. Nothing else. First of all, by deeds, it's so important. Love is not just words. Secondly, also, words is important. Consoling words, words of forgiving, words of welcome is important. But first of all, your action, your attitude. Lastly, prayer for one another. We are one body. So don't tell yourself, I'm okay. Until the last person in the world notices, things are not okay yet. Don't just be satisfied with what we are. We are called to live like Jesus. Jesus on the cross include all humanity. Not only now you come to China, come to Hong Kong, love the Chinese, included the Eskimos, include the Africans, include the other nations. We are United Nations in our hearts. So try to offer each moment of a sacrifice together with the Lord. Offer it. And forget about yourself. When offer, finish. That's a time we can experience peace of heart. Many times we do not have peace because we concentrate on what we are. That's the point. We are mystery. Only in the Lord, one in the Lord, we are everything. So today we celebrate the Feast of Exaltation of the Cross. It's a symbol of suffering by giving life. Suffering is not an act passive. It's an active act of offering part of yourself for the benefit of other people. Remember, we are not living for ourselves. We live for one another. And this is the purpose of Jesus. That's why he prayed, Father, let all be one. That like Father and Son, Holy Spirit being one, let them be one, so that the world may believe. When there's unity in the Blessed Trinity, when there's unity among ourselves, when it's unity, you and Jesus, there is peace. That there is the presence of God. That's our mission, to witness the love of God in us, in all of us, so that it entrusts our life, our mission in Jesus who is nailed on the cross. His glory is that we, being one with Him, that this exaltation of the cross, not just external appearance of a cross. You, we, I, ourselves nailed on the cross for the sake of people, and that's our heart is Christian. That's our mission.
Please rise.